Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The DH, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Brown. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Trujillo. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Perez. Pettis moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pettis moves to third. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Lemon moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland bunts towards the mound. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noakes strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Calderon moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheridan hits a pop-up off the glove of Gielen, and into shallow left field. Sheridan reaches second base with a double. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morello fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Morello. Brown moves to third. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brumley strikes out. One out. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pettis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pettis for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kittle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gielen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gielen scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morello moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman strikes out. Morello drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bergman out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sheridan moves to third. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sheridan scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, White Sox. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Brumley moves to second. Steve Rosenberg now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Brumley moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Brumley scores. Lemon scores. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Tigers. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Noakes is 0-for-2 in the game. Noakes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Noakes moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Frank Williams now pitching. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCarthy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Pedrick now playing third base. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manrique strikes out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first, with McCarthy covering, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Noakes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Morello for a passed ball. Whitaker moves to third. Bergman moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pedrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCarthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Brumley. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Brumley steals second. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Brumley scores. Lemon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pedrick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-7, Tigers. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moreland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams pinch runs for Keith Moreland. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noakes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Noakes hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Williams. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Williams steals second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bergman strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 4 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Matt Morello. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lyons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.